The business of the conference. The business of the conference proper began Monday morning at 9:30. After a roll call of the delegates, the chairman, Elder Daniels, gave his address. In his opening remarks, he spoke of the efficient functioning of the union conferences and observed, "Scores of men are now getting the experience of burden-bearing that was previously confined to comparatively few." He then introduced the very difficult financial situation in which he found the denomination, and the improved security of its institutions. Speaking of God's leadings through the spirit of prophecy, he stated that another phase of reform to which this people were called was to arise and roll away the reproach of debt that rested so heavily upon them. The General Conference had been operating on a cash basis, reported Daniels, and had reduced the debts of the denomination by $250,000. World membership at the end of 1902 stood at 67,000. The first motion placed before the General Conference was significant and far-reaching. That Elder A.G. Daniels, Chairman of the General Conference Committee, be, and is hereby, instructed to appoint a committee of five to examine into the financial standing of all our various institutions, and to investigate their relationship to the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, and to devise and recommend some plan to this conference whereby all institutions, as far as possible under existing corporation laws, be placed under direct ownership, control, and management of our people. The motion was right to the point and highlighted important work to be taken up at the session. It was referred to the Plans Committee, to be brought to the session in proper fashion. But another issue that threatened the cause lurked in the shadows, pantheism, propagated by Dr. Kellogg and his associates. The business meetings of the General Conference session had been relieved of many of the details that had come before previous sessions, so there was time for discussion of two main items: the ownership of institutions, and the new constitution under which leading officers would be elected by delegates. A few days after the opening of the conference, the Committee on Plans and Constitution submitted a partial report, recommending that the General Conference offices be removed from Battle Creek, Michigan, to some place favorable for its work in the Atlantic States, IBID, 1903, 67. As Dr. Kellogg occupied the second Sunday afternoon of the conference with his review of his experience with the Battle Creek Sanitarium, some rather sharp things were said at times. After lengthy debate, the following action was taken about control of institutions. All institutions created directly by the people, through either General Conference, Union Conference, State Conference, or Mission Field Organization, to be owned by the people, through these or other such organizations as the people may elect.